Good morning, and welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Good morning, and welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association, AGLCA and our Admiral sponsors, Barber Marina, Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting Center, Dozier's Waterway Guides and Magazines, Richardson's Map Tech, Passage Maker Troller Fest, and Skipper Bob Publications invite you to join us as we explore the Great Loop every Friday morning with a show chock full of information that's useful to you whether you are dreaming of, in the midst of, or planning a trip around the Great Loop. And don't forget to visit our store at www.greatloop.org/store. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone. As Beth has said, this is AGLCA's weekly blog talk radio show. We come to you every Friday morning at 10 Eastern Time. Steve is with us today, as usual. Steve does customer service and is a techie. And for those non-members out there listening to the show, the Great Loop is the continuous waterway that includes the eastern portion of North America, including the Atlantic and Gulf intracoastal waterways, the Great Lakes, the Heritage Canals of Canada, and our inland river system. America's Great Loop Cruisers Association, or AGLCA as we call ourselves, is an organization of people who share the sense of adventure and curiosity about the loop. Our primary purpose is to share information and enhance the experience. Our website is www.greatloop.org. There's a lot of free information for people to read and get familiar with the trip, and you can also join from that website. Our guest host this week is Ron Matuska, harbor host for Dunedin, Florida. Ron will talk about cruising the Gulf from Carbon Springs to Clearwater. Ron, is Jan with us this morning?
She was only staying for about 5 minutes. She has adult summer classes this morning.
Okay. Well, Ron, why don't you get started? Tell us about cruising the Gulf near Tarpon Springs.
Well, after you come across the Gulf, most people either head for Clearwater or for Tarpon Springs are the most common places. Tarpon Springs, it's well known for its sponge docks, but it's the largest Greek settlement outside of Greece is in our area. There's just a whole lot of activities, and anybody that comes to Tarpon Springs shouldn't limit themselves to the sponge docks. They ought to go out and explore. It's real easy to get around here. We've got the Pinellas Trail, which is a bike route that runs all the way from St. Pete up to Tarpon Springs, and all the towns are convenient, and it's an easy way to get around. Another way to get around once you're here, and it applies to Clearwater, Dunedin, and Tarpon is the Jolly Trolley. You can travel all day long for, if you're a senior, for about $2.50 or so. Regular price is only $4. So you can travel all day on the trolley. The trolley runs late into the night, so you can go out for dinner late at night and don't have to worry about getting back to your boat.
I imagine there are a lot of restaurants in Tarpon Springs.
You'll never visit all the restaurants if you stay the whole season. It's loaded. Not just, again, you'll see a lot of Greek restaurants right there on Dodecanese, the main street of the sponge docks, but they're all over. There's lots of little strip malls and little old town areas just off the docks a little ways across the highway, that many restaurants there.
Actually, Steve and I visited Tarpon Springs when we were in Florida many years ago. I remember it well, but I think it was the old town we went to. I remember just walking around the village-type area. It was beautiful. Tell us about cruising the Gulf. What are the waters like from going from Tarpon Springs to Clearwater?
Well, from Tarpon Springs to Clearwater, you have your two choices. You can go outside, or you can stay inside on the intracoastal. I mean, the intracoastal starts there right off at Anclote Key and just hits that mile marker 150 right there, and you just head south, and it's about from there to Dunedin. It's about 10 miles on the intercoastal,
uh-huh.
And it's about, another 5 miles to the Clearwater Bridge.
What are the depths like in that area?
Shallow.
It is shallow?
Yeah, you've got to watch your markers. Make sure, you know, pay attention to the tides. There's a couple of passes you can come through. Clearwater Pass is safe at any stage of the tide. And all the marinas have good access as far as any time during the day. I would tend to avoid Hurricane Pass, which was a natural pass right off Dunedin, although several boats use it. Most of the people I know go out to Clearwater when they head out to the Gulf. Or you can come in at Ancoat Key there, and you can anchor there or go into Tarpon Springs and then head south onto Intracoastal from Tarpon.
What about marinas? Would you recommend anything in particular? I mean, is there a plethora of marinas, or do you have to really plan your day?
No, there's plenty of marinas. In Tarpon Springs, there's several. The town has a marina right there off the sponge docks. That's convenient. But I would have anybody just refer to their waterway guide or to their active captain for marina recommendations.
Okay. Clearwater is a big beach area. I know I've heard of the beaches in Clearwater. They're supposed to be beautiful. Do you visit there often or...?
Occasionally. Last winter, we spent a month at Clearwater Beach Marina. Clearwater and Clearwater Beach Marinas are run by the city. They've got free pump-outs, self-service pump-outs there. The marina in town, right under the bridge, they don't take long-term stays, transients. So if you want to go there, your most you can stay is about a week. But over on the beach side, you can stay as long as you want. We were there a month. One thing you can do if you want to spend time in both, if you tell them ahead of time, you can divide your month up. You get the month rate between the two locations.
Really?
Yeah, that's what we did. We stayed a month at the city. We stayed 1 week at the city, and then we finished up the month over at the beach. The beach side, it's right there at the beach. You can just walk across the street, and you're at Pier 60. Many restaurants, many shops, lots of shopping. So Clearwater is a good place to go. The one downtown, that's down the hill from Cleveland Street, which is the main shopping street in downtown Clearwater. Again, several restaurants. A good theater there, Capitol Theater. Just look it up on the website, and live performances by well-known groups all the time. Oh, that's one thing I really want to mention about the area. If you like music or art or theater or any of that, Tampa Bay area is the place to come and spend some time. You won't, you know, many of the restaurants have live music. You have special events. Love and Spoonful is going to be here tomorrow night in Tarpon Springs. Frankie Valli's coming next month to Clearwater, to the Ruth Eckhart Center. So there's a lot to do here besides the marinas and the beaches.
Does Clearwater have a symphony?
Yes.
I thought so. Our in-laws, Steve's parents lived in Clearwater, and they were very much into the cultural side of it. They loved the area.
We went to a performance at Ruth Eckhart Center a couple of weeks ago. So lots of music of all kinds here in Tampa Bay.
Okay, I think we're going to break for a quick commercial. Steve, are you ready for Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting Center?
I am.
Okay, why don't you go ahead?
Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting Center lies at the mouth of Broad Creek, near the intersection of the Rappahannock River and Chesapeake Bay, surrounded by the lush green forest of Stingray Point in the community of Deltaville, Virginia, just yards from the open waters of Chesapeake Bay. Dozier's Regatta Point can best be described as classy coastal. The southern-style veranda with its incredible sunset views and white rockers is a favorite gathering place, both at sunset to watch the boats go by and in the morning when a full breakfast is served. If you're looking for an affordable oasis amidst the hustle and bustle, you don't need to look any further than Dozier's Regatta Point. For information, call 804-776-8400. Dozier's Regatta Point is a proud Admiral sponsor of AGLCA.
And Steve and I can attest to that. We've been to Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting Center. It's a beautiful setting. And I have to tell you, the dockmaster knows how to tie up a boat. We were there in heavy wind, Steve. Remember that?
Yep.
And they really took very, very good care of us, so we highly recommend it. Ron, tell us something about Dunedin. That's an area I'm not that familiar with.
Okay. Well, first, I want to say that I also stayed at Dozier's, or we stayed at Dozier's, and we had a similar experience, so we loved it there. We were there just last, I believe it was in June.
Oh, our trip was 2 years ago, I guess, but they're great people.
Well, Dunedin is named after the city of Edinburgh, Scotland, and that's the Gaelic name, Dunedin. So this had an early Scottish heritage. You can see on the way into town, the signs show men in their kilts, and bagpipes are really big in all the parades down here.
That's something I didn't know at all. Interesting.
Okay, the marina, the Dunedin Marina is right off of downtown. You cross the street, cross street, and you're with all the restaurants and shops. There's a second marina that's not well known. Shallow draft vessels should only go in there. Caldese Islands State Park. If you come this weekend, coming up, we've got a lighted boat parade. In fact, you need to look at all the boat parades in Florida this coming month, wherever you're headed, because everyone has a boat parade. So wherever you go, look up what date theirs is. Coming up in December for Dunedin, we've got Christmas holidays. Dunedin shuts down the streets at least one weekend every month for one kind of a parade or another. Of course, this month is Christmas coming up.
Uh-huh.
Music here, concerts, jazz concerts. Every Friday and Saturday, and that's every Friday and Saturday, we've got a fresh market downtown. Again, one block from the marina. And if you stick around for the spring, you can watch the Toronto Blue Jays and spring training.
Oh, great. Tell us about provisioning in the whole area. Is it pretty easy to get around, and is it pretty easy to provision for, say, a couple of weeks' time?
It's very easy to get around. Between the bike trail and the Jolly Trolley, which is that bus system I mentioned, it's very easy to get around. Grocery stores are a little bit of a problem because none are really close to the marinas, but they're all within biking distance or the trolley distance. There's plenty of grocery stores, just not a block off the marina. As far as repairs, there's no repairs right in Dunedin, but there's such a large boating market in the area that all the shops will come to your boat wherever you are.
Really?
Tarpon Springs, there's a lot more there because of their fishing fleet, so they've got a lot of shops right in town, but wherever your boat is, they'll come to your boat and fix whatever you need.
Fantastic. Steve, do you have any questions?
Nope.
Well, I think you've explained the area very well, Ron. It makes everybody want to come and visit. When is the best time of the year to visit your area? What would you recommend?
Now? anywhere from early October right through March and April. Last year, or actually earlier this year, we stayed until the last of March before we left on the loop again.
Uh-huh.
So when it became spring, we were behind everyone else, but we had no trouble getting in any of the marinas. So all winter long, the climate is mild here. It doesn't get that cold. You might get down evenings. You might get down to 40 degrees or so. But it's certainly pleasant weather all winter long.
Sounds pretty much like Charleston.
This is one of a story from the past, but when my family lived in Clearwater, I have a much younger brother, and they had snow one day. He was flabbergasted, had never seen it.
It was a special treat for him.
Yep.
Well, I think that's about it, Ron. Thank you. You've given us a great flavor for the area. Happy holidays to you and Jan, and stay well and safe cruising.
Okay, if anybody would like more information on the area, just email me. I've got a couple of sheets prepared ahead of time with all the websites to find things, the calendar of events, the trolley, the Pinellas Trail, anything else they might be interested. So just send me an email, or when you get in the area, just give me a call, and I'll see what we can do for you.
Oh, that is so generous of you. Thank you very much, Ron. Remember, Ron and Jan are harbor hosts for the Dunedin area. So if anybody out there is traveling and would like to schedule an event or just somebody to talk to, get in touch with Ron and Jan. You can find them under the members area on our webpage, locate a harbor host. And everyone have a great holiday, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.
We'll see you. Thanks, Ron. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.